Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
We're on day two of our story of the Hound of the Baskervilles. We had a lot of funny business in day one. We have the Baskerville family, which I guess is quite wealthy. And there is a fortune about to change hands because one of the uncles in the family has passed away.
Yes.
But we don't know why. They think it could either be A, from a weak heart, or B, he died because a glowing hound attacked him.
That's right. Or C, he died for another reason, and we just don't know it yet. But fear not, don't worry, Sherlock Holmes is on the case. So he's going to be investigating or trying to find some answers to this very strange mystery. A few other things happened. The young Henry Baskerville, who could get all this money, says he was followed, and then some of his shoes or some of his boots were stolen. It's a very strange mystery, so it's a good thing that Holmes and his trusty partner, Dr. Watson, are here to get to the bottom of it, or to find out the answers to this mystery.
All right, let's find out how they go about trying to solve the case of the Hound of the Baskervilles. We'll read through day two right now.
Reading.
The Hound of the Baskervilles. Holmes sends Watson to Dartmoor to keep Sir Henry safe and investigate the case for him. There, Watson meets several suspects. Barrymore, the Baskerville servant, could be the bearded man who followed Sir Henry in London. There is also Stapleton, a scientist, and Beryl, his beautiful sister. Finally, Watson learns that Selden, an escaped murderer, is hiding somewhere in the area too. Sir Henry soon falls for Beryl, but this makes Stapleton angry. Meanwhile, Watson sees Barrymore using a candle to send messages to someone. When Watson and Sir Henry try to catch the man, they hear the cry of the Hound of the Baskervilles. Watson also notices another strange man. When they question Barrymore, he confesses he was signaling and taking food to Selden, his wife's brother. Watson writes to Holmes to tell him about all this. Later, he tracks down the strange man and is amazed to find that it's Holmes. He's been here all along. Holmes wanted to work on the case in secret.
Day two starts off by saying Holmes sends Watson to Dartmoor to keep Sir Henry safe and investigate the case for him.
Yeah.
Okay, Holmes, he just sends his assistant. He's like, I'll just put my assistant on this. This is Watson, Dr. Watson, the guy who helps out Sherlock Holmes. And as we said yesterday, he's the one telling the story. So he goes to Dartmoor to keep Sir Henry safe and also investigate the case. When you have a criminal case, some crime has happened, you investigate it. The police investigate it. That means they try to find out who did it, why they did it, when they did it, how they did it. Everything that has to do with the crime, they try to figure it out. That's what it means to investigate something.
That's absolutely right. And there, in Dartmoor, Watson meets several suspects. So Watson, of course, usually works very closely with Holmes. Usually they go together to solve or investigate the case. But in this case, Holmes said to Watson, "Will you go to Dartmoor? I have some things to do. I'll meet you in a week or two." I always thought that was strange when you read the stories, because normally they work together. But it seems Watson is doing a good job as Holmes' assistant. He's meeting some of the suspects. A suspect is a person who could have committed a crime. We don't know that they did, but certainly they were in the right place at the right time. Maybe they had a good reason to try to hurt someone or do a bad thing. So we're trying to find out if this person is really the criminal or maybe just an innocent person. So that's what Watson's doing, and he's doing a good job, I remember. Barrymore, it says, the Baskerville servant could be the bearded man who followed Sir Henry in London. You'll remember from yesterday, a bearded man was following young Baskerville around, and they needed to know who. Well, it could be Barrymore, who's actually a servant for the Baskerville family. Back in the old days, rich people had servants. These are people that they paid. A servant was a job, and basically you would help out rich people in their homes, in their personal lives. You might have a servant to help the man pick out his clothes and keep them clean, or a servant to do the cooking and cleaning around the house. They were basically helping in the home of rich people. So I guess they could be suspects.
That's right. A servant could have been like a butler.
Mm-hmm.
A butler would like answer the door.
Yeah, that would be a manservant.
A manservant. They would answer the door. They would bring in the tea. And
that's right. Lay out
like
your clothes in the morning. Or a maid.
A maid.
Would be the female version, helping the women of the house or doing some cooking and cleaning. Jobs like that.
So, could have been Barrymore the servant.
Could have been.
There is also Stapleton.
Stapleton.
A scientist. And Beryl, his beautiful sister.
Oh, okay.
A scientist is somebody whose job it is to do science. They
That's
will
right.
Do scientific experiments. Hmm. They will try and figure out why things happen in the scientific world in the way that they do. So we have Stapleton, the scientist, and also Beryl, his beautiful sister. They could have been involved. They're suspects
Maybe
as
they
well.
They were staying in the house at the same time
yes.
the murder happened. Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
finally,
yes.
Watson learns that Selden, an escaped murderer, is hiding somewhere in the area too.
Oh, interesting.
So Selden is a murderer. A murderer is somebody who has killed somebody or perhaps several people. And he is an escaped murderer.
Hmm.
This means that he was captured. He was caught, probably
mm-hmm.
by the police, maybe even put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got out.
That's
he
right.
ran away. So he's an escaped murderer. He has killed before, so they can assume, well, maybe he would have killed again.
Oh,
he would have
okay.
killed a Baskerville. Maybe he's the one who did it. And he could be hiding somewhere in the area. If you're hiding, it means mm-hmm. you don't want to be found. You're in a place where it's difficult for people to locate or to find you.
That's right. I remember from the story, there's a large prison where they keep criminals near Dartmoor.
Okay.
So maybe he was running away and just happened to come across Sir Henry, was afraid Sir Henry would tell the police, so he killed him very quickly. It could have been him, and that had nothing to do with money, just because he was trying to get away from jail. Very mysterious. A few people who could have done this crime. Well, let's keep reading. It says, Sir Henry soon falls for Beryl. Oh, but this makes Stapleton angry.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, there's a love triangle, as we might say. Sir Henry is the young man who will soon become a young rich man. And it says he falls for Beryl. Beryl is the beautiful sister of that scientist. Remember, if you fall for someone, basically it means you fall in love with that person, okay? You see them, and then the music comes up, and I want to marry you. That kind of thing happens in the old stories. But Stapleton, he was the servant?
Stapleton was...
He was the servant.
Stapleton was the scientist.
Oh, the scientist. But wait, but Beryl's his sister.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So he's angry.
Oh, I see. So he
he's
doesn't
protecting
want
his sister
to marry this young, rich playboy. Very
okay.
mysterious. As we say, a love triangle when one person loves another, but it could cause problems in another relationship. Ooh, very complicated. I think we should take a break for our shortcut for you, which is all about falling in love or falling for someone.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat. Have you seen our new worker, Helena?
Have I? She's beautiful.
Yes. Oh,
I fell for her the moment I saw her.
Okay. But did you hurt yourself when you fell over?
I said fall for. To fall for someone means to fall in love with that person.
Why didn't you say so? Fall for means 迷恋某人.
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about Helena. I'm going to ask her out.
Do you think she will fall for you as well?
Why not? I'm a good-looking guy.
Hey, she's over there. Off you go, little boy.
I'm falling for her all over again.
That was our shortcut for you, all about falling for somebody, falling in love. So we've got this complicated situation with Stapleton and Beryl and Sir Henry. Meanwhile, Watson sees Barrymore using a candle to send messages to someone.
Okay. Barrymore is the servant.
Okay. Stapleton is the scientist.
Got it.
That's the mark of a good mystery. Yeah, it keeps you guessing.
Exactly. There's a few people who could have committed the murder. So here's a good question. Why is Barrymore sending messages to someone, and who is he sending messages to?
Yes, a message is when you, of course, communicate with somebody. You send them some information. Of course, nowadays we do this. We send text messages or instant messages, Facebook messages.
Yes.
You type out some information. He's sending messages using a candle, so he would probably be using some sort of code, perhaps Morse code or something, where
you would be
using flashes of light. You cover the light for a certain amount of time, and then you reveal the light, and it makes these flashes, and the flashes relate to different letters of the alphabet.
Could be,
and then they spell out words, that sort of thing. So he's sending messages to someone. So who is he sending them to? Why is he sending them? And what is he saying in the messages?
All very, very good questions. When Watson and Sir Henry try to catch the man, they hear the cry of the Hound of the Baskervilles. Oh my gosh, that must be very, very terrifying. Imagine a foggy night on the wilds of Dartmoor, which is sort of a big mass of hills and fields in England, and then you hear the sound of a giant glowing dog. I would probably run home and cover my head with a pillow.
Yes, I would be gone.
There we go. And let's keep reading. It says, Watson also notices another strange man. There's many strange people.
A lot of strange people in Dartmoor.
Yeah, absolutely. When they question Barrymore, the servant who was sending those messages, he confesses he was signaling and taking food to Selden, his wife's brother.
Okay,
that explains the Selden side. Remember, he was the escaped murderer. He actually knows Barrymore. Barrymore was helping him, giving him food, helping him to get away from prison and the police. And if you send someone a message, you are signaling that person in some kind of way. We can also signal people by using our bodies. If you wave your hand like this, or hey, over here, you're signaling, you're trying to get attention so that you can communicate, so that a person can see and understand an important message. What is it to confess?
To confess means that you say that you have done something.
I did it.
Usually it means you've done something bad.
It was bad.
It makes you feel like this.
I'm sorry. I can't tell a lie, though.
That's right. That's confessing. This is a good example of confessing. Criminals sometimes confess.
At the end of the movie.
Yes. They confess that they did the murder the robbery.
I just needed the money.
They say they did it, so he confesses that he was doing this.
It was an accident.
This is a good way to confess.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of confessing something, take some notes. Mike is an expert at confessing.
I've confessed to many things in my life.
That's right. So he confesses that he was taking food to Selden because it's his wife's brother. So he wanted to help the guy out, I guess, or maybe his wife was nagging him.
That's right.
Take my brother some food.
It's not the right thing to do, but it's not the most terrible crime.
No, he just wanted the guy to have something to eat.
That's right. Okay, so that maybe means that Barrymore and Selden aren't the murderer, but we'll have to keep reading to know that for sure. Back in the story, it says Watson writes to Holmes. Remember, Holmes is still back in London doing some mysterious job. So Watson is writing to Holmes, and he tells him about all this. So he keeps him up to date what's been happening out there in Dartmoor. And later, he tracks down the strange man and is amazed to find that it's Holmes.
What?
That other strange man that they saw around the town and around the house was actually Holmes. Of course, he's been disguised. No one knew it was him. This is a big surprise for Dr. Watson, obviously. So he is amazed. When you're amazed, something incredible happens. Something that is that it's hard for your brain to understand and to believe, and you go, no way! because you're amazed. You're incredibly surprised. He's, of course, incredibly surprised that Holmes is the mysterious man, and he finds this out after he tracks him down. To track something down is to find something that is difficult to find, all right? So if you're looking for something and it's not right there, you might have to spend some time and energy finding it. So you can say, I finally tracked down that bookstore, that restaurant I heard about. It took me some time, but I found it.
So he's been here all along, the story says. All along just means for the entire time.
Really?
He's always been there.
Just he's secretly watching.
Just in disguise. Huh. They haven't recognized him. So he's been watching. He's been collecting information, finding out things about the case. And Holmes wanted to work on the case in secret. When you work on something, it just means you're doing something, some sort of project. In this case, it is the case. It is the investigation. He's been working on it. He's been doing it in secret. If you do something in secret, other people don't know about it. And he did this very well because they didn't know it was even him.
That's right.
They just thought, well, there's this strange guy around. This bearded gentleman keeps appearing in weird situations and doing strange things. So he was doing it in secret. Until now.
That's right. Even his friend Dr. Watson didn't know he was there.
He didn't know he was there.
And I remember in the book, when Watson finds out, he's angry with Holmes.
I'd be mad too.
He says, you didn't trust me? You didn't think I could do a good job investigating? And Holmes is like, no. I just wanted no one to know I was around. So that's why it was all done in secret. Oh, that Holmes.
He's a tricky one. We're almost out of time for today's program. Before we leave you, though, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
In the story of the Hound of the Baskervilles, we're dealing with a dog that could be some sort of ghost dog or some
glowing dog.
Yeah, some kind of monster. So that's what the chat question's about. Oh. Mike, do you believe in ghosts or monsters like the Hound of the Baskervilles? And explain your answer.
Ghosts, monsters? Absolutely, I do not believe in ghosts.
Do not.
No, I don't really believe in ghosts and
monsters. Explain yourself.
Well, I think ghosts, for example, we've had stories of them for hundreds or thousands of years, but no one's ever had a picture of one. No one's ever actually seen one, you know, and I think the human mind is a very complicated place. So I just think there are usually other scientific reasons that can explain ghosts, and many times I think people are just trying to trick others. Now, monsters, well, you know, people talk about Bigfoot living in the forests of America, or the Yeti living up in the mountains of Tibet. Yeah, possibly. I think maybe there are animals scientists haven't discovered in the ocean. But are they monsters? No, I think they might just be animals we haven't found before.
So, you take a very logical, scientific approach. You're like Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
What about you guys out there? Do you believe in ghosts or monsters? You can have a chat about it. As for us, we're out of time. So, for English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
The Hound of the Baskervilles. Holmes sends Watson to Dartmoor to keep Sir Henry safe and investigate the case for him. There, Watson meets several suspects. Barrymore, the Baskerville servant, could be the bearded man who followed Sir Henry in London. There is also Stapleton, a scientist, and Beryl, his beautiful sister. Finally, Watson learns that Selden, an escaped murderer, is hiding somewhere in the area too. Sir Henry soon falls for Beryl, but this makes Stapleton angry. Meanwhile, Watson sees Barrymore using a candle to send messages to someone. When Watson and Sir Henry try to catch the man, they hear the cry of the Hound of the Baskervilles. Watson also notices another strange man. When they question Barrymore, he confesses he was signaling and taking food to Selden, his wife's brother. Watson writes to Holmes to tell him about all this. Later, he tracks down the strange man and is amazed to find that it's Holmes. He's been here all along. Holmes wanted to work on the case in secret.
Vocabulary Review.
Investigate. The officer investigated the crime for months, but couldn't solve it. Servant. In the old days, rich people had many servants who lived and worked in their houses. Scientist. Scientists are always trying to find new ways to cure diseases. Message. John just sent me a message saying he would be 30 minutes late. Signal. The lighthouse signaled to the ship, warning it of dangerous rocks nearby. Amazed. The little girl was amazed to see that the magician had turned a ribbon into a rabbit.